Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All screaming.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome back. Today we are talking about season 2, episode 3 of The Affair. And oh my gosh, so much stuff happened tonight. Are you trying to sing to it? No, we're not. I'm your host, April Wissenhant. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant. You can find all of us at AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that grand stuff. Talk to us throughout the episode. I am currently tweeting the live link as soon as my computer starts working, and we can chat all episode. It's ladies' night tonight.
Yes.
Where can they find y'all at?
Yes, it is ladies' night.
Feelings right.
You can find me everywhere at the Allison Dean, spelled like Allison on the show.
Oh yes.
And y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kelly Kinez.
Y'all, what'd you think? So much stuff happened tonight. Yeah. We got a lot of info, and we don't normally get that.
No, it was refreshing and delightful, and also made me go, oh my gosh, the season is so good.
Yeah, there were a lot of moments where I just, like, stopped breathing.
Yes. Yeah. A little bit.
I mean, just anything. Even the scene with Robert and the dog.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's not even part of Allison and Noah. That was more just...
That's probably the part that out of this episode that I was the most
on the edge
about. They're not gonna shoot a dog on TV, and oh, I'm so happy that you did not do that.
Because, I definitely thought he did at first.
Yeah, me too.
I was like for a moment there, and then I was like, no, it's a fake out.
Yeah,
yeah,
y'all. So I just have to say, so we absolutely love when y'all comment on Twitter, on YouTube, and everything. So subscribe, like. We like it a lot. I just want to point out not a funny comment, but kind of an ironic one. This is from Charles Harkins, and he says, well, holy shit. I just watched the end of Sunday's episode. This is referring to last week. And to my surprise, Cole is wearing a wedding ring while he's talking to Allison outside of the courtroom. So that's something that I don't think any of us noticed last week. That. And tonight we learn that the night that Scotty died was Cole's wedding.
Right. We all gasped.
Oh, yeah.
We were all like, I'm sorry, what? Like, we did not see that coming.
It's true.
First of all, why were they there? But we'll save that for another day. Yeah. But shout out to Charles Harkins for recognizing
Charles
that when none of
up.
Us did. Okay, so the biggest part of the beginning of tonight's episode. So we're back to part one being Noah, part two being Allison, for this week anyway. And we start off, you know, they're on the couch doing what they do best. And then... lo and behold, Noah pops a ring out of the desk and even says to Allison, what would you say if I asked you to marry me? And she says, depends on the ring, typical lady. And he pops out a ring and, hello, they're engaged. I did not expect that to be happening this soon.
Yeah. Well, but now we also know the context that it's been, what, 6 months to a year, according to the timeline that Max and Noah had together.
Right.
So it's more time than we think.
Yeah, I mean, they've been living in the lake house or whatever, the cabin area for 6 weeks.
So
they've been living together for 6 weeks.
I mean, you know, obviously things are just very, the chemistry is king for them. And when you know, and they've both been in another relationship. So it's not like it's their first rodeo.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to me because I feel like they really don't know a lot
about
each other.
Yeah.
And even
and yet they do. They do and they don't.
They do and they don't. It's in Noah's part where they have that conversation and she's like, oh, you don't want to know everything about me. And he's like, oh, but I do. And she's like, well, I slept with Oscar and I tried to drown myself. You know, things that I'm like, those are really big things.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Things that you would definitely, I know, yeah. do you still want to be with me? That you would absolutely tell your significant other, and the fact that they don't go into that in their relationship. I mean, it's their relationship. They do what they want. But I just feel like if you're going to be married to someone, you want to know them inside and out.
Right. Well, and, I mean, thank God she told him tonight in that same part. She said that Cole came over last week and dropped off some of her stuff, which I thought was terrible that she didn't tell Noah that immediately.
Same here. I always say that omission is betrayal, and I feel like the fact that she just didn't tell him in the beginning, she wasn't lying, but she was definitely withholding information. Don't like that at all.
Yeah. I think she was, though, in her defense, I think she was just kind of wrapping her mind around it all, and I think that it's just one of those difficult things where you're like, my ex-husband or my current husband, but who I'm no longer engaged with, was in the environment with which you're creating this novel. That's I think she was probably conflicted. Yeah. But no, I agree. I mean, I was like, I burst it out. I was like, way to go, Allison. Sorry, did I just like, anyway.
No, that's perfect.
Anyhow.
Yes. I don't know. I'm glad that she told him, but I'm also like, whenever he said, do you still feel that way? Talking about if she, you know, wanting to, like, kill herself. And she kind of hesitated, but she hasn't seemed very happy to me, which someone also pointed out in our comments from last week, that they're kind of surprised that she still seems so down. And they're not really sure what she's... And I agree with that. She doesn't seem... I mean, parts of it, she seems very, like, I'm so happy this is happening. But you would think that she would feel happier with the situation.
I think we're going to get another reveal in the sense of, I don't think we still don't know everything about her. So even though we know, like, layers, you know, Gabriel and that storyline, and I mean, obviously Cole and that story. I mean, we know things, but there could be something else that the writers are still keeping to themselves. Right. True.
Well, I think that kind of speaks to the part where they go to lunch at Yvonne and Robert's house. And Yvonne says, oh, tell me all about it. I want to know how you met. And they both kind of pause for a second, like, okay, what do we say? And Allison makes up, she starts, like, kind of telling, or she's telling the truth. Oh, we met in Montauk. We did, or this Lighthouse. Happened, this happened. Basically just leaving out the fact that they were married, or that both of them were married at the time. But then she goes into, like, the story of, we met at the Lighthouse. It was a rainy day. I went to do this. He was researching his book. And to me, it looked like Noah, obviously he went with it, because what else is he going to say?
Yeah.
But it looks like he felt really uncomfortable with the fact that she was making up so much about it. I don't know. Did y'all feel that way or not?
She was so comfortable making that much up about it. I mean, she seemed, like he said, didn't he say something? Or maybe it was in her version? Something about, like, it being rehearsed. Like, it
He said, It was pretty like unrealistic, or not unrealistic. Unreal.
It sounds pretty unreal.
Yeah.
So that was his version. And in hers, so when she was doing the recap, it wasn't really a recap. The only thing that really happened was in her version, he quickly spoke to the fact that he had 4 kids from a previous marriage. Mm-hmm.
And that he didn't want any more.
Right. So it's like they didn't really give us the full... Anyway,
like happened.
In her version, the cards were put on the table very early on that he has another family.
Right.
Essentially. So it's interesting.
And then also in her version as well, she opens up to, I believe it was just Robert, and said that she was married before, and the whole Gabriel story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that, I don't know if they know at this point, meaning Robert and Yvonne, that either of them were married before, in Noah's version anyway. And then maybe not until Whitney shows up.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, yes, in Noah's version, because that was where Whitney stormed in, and the next morning, I think Yvonne said that was his daughter.
Pretty horrible or something.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that pieces were being put together.
Got it.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Whitney, while they're at this lovely little dinner, and I'm trying to think if I feel like other things were said during that, or there was lunch in Noah's part, but I'll remember it if I try to. But Whitney shows up and says that, I don't really know why she's there, but basically we learn later, just because she's not happy with being at home, But she immediately freaks out and is like, you're living in this mansion? Because they, I mean, no one's been there. No one knows really kind of where he's at. And first, I'm like, why did she go to that house first? That didn't necessarily make sense to me.
I don't know.
Oh, why did she go to...
Why did she go to Robert's house? Yeah.
And not the cabin?
It seemed like, obviously, she had to know where he's living. Yeah. So there's... Why would she go to that?
Because Yvonne and Noah were talking about the books.
Right.
Yeah. In that cabin. Because she's like, oh, like, every writer here has made a bestseller or something like that. And then that's when Allison comes in and says, oh, you need to come here. So maybe Allison went back to their place and Whitney was there or something, and then they walked over perhaps.
Yeah, I don't know. But they walk over to the cabin because she storms in and is like, F word this, F word that. And then Allison hands her something. I don't know what it was, but immediately we all went like, because it's just like, oh hey, here's my engagement ring.
It was so obvious too, though. I mean, she was like handing her the water.
Oh yeah.
You know, with her hand on top of it. I'm like, girl, if you're going to handle water and you maybe don't want his daughter to know, maybe take it off or just, you know, hand it off differently. It was just very obvious.
Although, to me, it was interesting that, so in his version, it was the contentious, it was full, like, I don't know, lethal mode, beast mode between everyone.
Yeah.
But crazy. Then in Allison's version, it's as though she really came with the intention of getting Scott's information.
Yeah. It was more like she came with an intent. Agenda.
Yeah.
So in Allison's version, it seemed as if Whitney already knew that they were living together because she came saying, hey, look, I want Scotty's number.
Oh.
As opposed to Noah's version, it was like, you're living with her.
Well,
why? What's going
on? Yeah. In Allison's version, it was more like, even though she reacted adversely, she still went in there with an agenda. Yeah. I mean,
she wouldn't have asked Noah, hey, Dad, can
give
I...
Give me... Yeah, right.
I mean, she had to have known...
Right.
That...
I think.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because I think her agenda in Noah's part, which obviously different things were said to Noah than were to Allison, but she says it's because she wants to live with him, that it's like a graveyard at the house with her mom and with grandma and everyone's just so
depressed.
All
the witches. Yeah.
Yeah, the witches. And I don't think that, like, to me, that seemed legitimate in his part. But then whenever we see Allison and she's asking that, or for Scotty's number, it's like, oh wait, did you know? But I don't see how she would know other than just being a smart teenager and being like, oh, I bet he shacked up with this lady. She did not call her a lady. She called her many other things.
Oh yes.
But you know, I don't, because otherwise I don't know how she would know. Right?
No? I mean, maybe perhaps in, was it Allison's version? She went, you know, she was basically saying, I want to stay with you. I don't want to live at home anymore. And then she's like, oh, now that I'm here, maybe I can also ask for Scotty's number.
Right.
Maybe.
I don't know. Who knows?
It's true.
I just remember...
Who does?
Only Sarah. Yeah.
I just remembered the part that I was talking about from their lunch and Noah's part. So Yvonne asked Noah if she can give him notes on his manuscript. And much to Allison's surprise, Noah says yes, which I was shocked by it because so far he hasn't wanted anyone to read anything that he's done.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is a very, very successful... She's the head of a publishing house?
Yeah.
So I think in those moments, you make exceptions. Right. So if it's someone that's a very, very successful person in the industry with which you are trying to have a successful...
career.
Yeah. I think in that case, yes. If she was like, I'm a successful doctor, can I read your book? He would have said... No.
Right. Yeah. True.
I'm a successful teacher.
I just feel like they're trying to set something up. Not relationship, not like affair.
Oh, between those two?
I think they're trying to make it, even like Robert says later, oh, the people who love books, they're snobs, blah, blah, blah. I just feel like, and maybe it's just a writing thing, maybe just so we can see more viewpoints. I don't think it's a sexual thing or relationship thing whatsoever, but it's clear that...
there's drama going on.
Yeah.
And they're trying to cause a rift, perhaps, between Allison and
I think it's
Noah.
A way to point out their differences, maybe, about how, because Noah seems, whenever Allison is saying that she doesn't really read much, the last book she's read is kind of Catcher in the Rye, and he just kind of looks a little like, what? Like, yes, you do read. Almost slightly embarrassed by it. But I just think it's a way, which is a creative and a good way, it's a way of them pointing out their differences and how much probably they don't really know about one another.
That comes full circle, and that they don't know everything about one another. Exactly. They don't tell each other everything.
I thought she read a lot in the first season.
I thought she did too. She was like always sitting with a book.
That was odd to me when she said, "I don't read," because I was like, "Wait a minute, no." You read a lot.
Yeah. His version, she didn't read. Right?
I know. His version. In her version, it wasn't. It was not spoken of.
Yeah. Well, I guess he would never see her reading. My computer's finally working, so I just tweeted the live link. Yay! Woo! I know. I have the worst signal in here sometimes. Okay, so in Noah's part, after the whole Whitney blow up, I don't know where she goes to, but Allison's out on the deck and Noah joins her. And this was the part that, to me, in their versions were a lot different. Or yes. Maybe it was just like catching on the end of the conversation in Allison's version, but they go through a whole thing. This is where she has the confessions of, he's like, please tell me anything or tell me whatever, because he can see that she's going through something because she is visibly upset a lot of the time, and that's where she tells him the Oscar and whatever else. And what do you think?
So, you know how oftentimes whenever we have these discussions, we're always like, oh, whose story is right or whose is accurate or whatever. Right. I do think that this actually happened, that this conversation took place because Noah is learning that she did sleep with Oscar. Noah is learning that she did try to drown herself, which we all witnessed in the first season. So I think that as much as we're like, oh, did that really happen? Or which story is the truth?
Right.
And I do think that this conversation actually happened. Maybe not exactly this way, but somehow Noah does know these things about her. Yeah.
I completely agree with you. The thing that I wonder what actually happened is because the whole marriage thing, obviously he just proposed a few hours earlier in the day, but that comes as a big topic in this conversation where Allison even offers him the ring back and says, this is a chance for you, which she does that in her version too, but it's a much more casual thing, I should say. So in Noah's version, it's very like, this is a chance for you to take this back.
I'm
this is crazy.
This ring back to you.
And it's a bigger conversation of like, okay, this is, you know, we can't live in a fantasy land. What's going to happen when we go back into the real world? And I think that's just, I think that part is bigger in his version because that's stuff that he has to think about a little more than Allison does. So even though Allison is saying it, he has to think about, okay, my kids, okay, all this stuff with Helen and whatever else. And so that's the part that I wonder is, did that like intense conversation happen, or was it just him kind of projecting his thoughts?
Well, there was a marked difference between his version and her version in the sense that in his version, she says, I think we're making a terrible mistake. Mm-hmm. So she's the one that's delivering the, I think.
Right.
In her version, it's a question to him. Do you think we're making a terrible mistake? Mm-hmm. That is like, that's significant in the difference there, right? So in her version, it's her insecurities coming through. Mm-hmm. Do you think we're making a terrible mistake? But in his version, we're getting the fact that she's telling him something. Mm-hmm. So I would be thinking, based on who we know Allison to be, I think it would be her asking the question more so than her telling.
I think
him.
So too.
I agree.
But because that's her character, is just the uncertainty of it all and sort of doubting herself.
I think that Noah thinks that she's stronger than she is.
Well, no, I agree. And being that, more decisive.
Right.
Yeah.
And therefore, I think it makes sense for Noah to
perceive it that
exactly,
way.
Exactly. Perceive it as she's being like, I'm offering this ring back to you, as opposed to, a little insecure.
You're right, because truly, she is his muse on so many levels.
Yeah.
So, like, he really does, he puts her on a pedestal
right.
in sort of the woman that she really is. She doesn't necessarily view herself that way, but he views her that way.
Exactly. Well, even all throughout last season, in her version, she's always the, you know, demure,
timid.
Like timid,
right.
kind of character.
Yeah.
But in his, she was all, you remember, like in the very first episode, season one, she's the one who's like, hey, come up here, and gets into the outdoor shower and takes her clothes off, which, I mean, I don't necessarily think that actually happened, but I think she even tried, like in her talks with the investigator, that she tries to make herself seem more like timid because, you know, what timid person would do anything bad? I mean, not, well, that's a generalization.
Mm-hmm. Close enough.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. But I don't know. So that was that difference in that part was pretty big to me.
Yeah.
But okay, so she tells him that Cole came to hello. Okay, so next day, I guess. Who does Noah have lunch with?
Max. Maxie.
Oh, I literally almost forgot about that part. That's why I was like, oh, yeah, that was huge.
Yeah.
And he gives him $50,000 to speed the divorce along. I thought he was going to
give him more. Wait a minute. I thought he was going to give him more. I was like, that's all you're giving him was 50 grand?
You're
really?
A gazillionaire?
Yeah,
that's
right.
All you could throw out there?
Exactly. I was like, what a cheapskate giving him 50 grand in New York City.
I don't like it at all.
The audacity of him to
he's
like,
going
to
freak out.
So what's going on? What's going on, Noah?
And the fact that he's like, I've met this girl, or like, I've started dating this girl. Like,
it's pretty
so
serious.
Good. It's pretty serious. Oh, but like, not serious enough for you guys to meet
Ooh.
Her.
And then he, like,
how's the divorce coming along?
Right.
Yeah. He gives Noah the opportunity to be like, oh, good for you, man. And that's just like a knife to the dude's heart. But it's also, I mean, I am a firm believer in karma. And I mean, Noah did. I can't decide how I think he'll feel about this because. I think Noah, of course, will always love Helen to an extent because it's the mother of his children and,
right.
you know, they have such a long history with one another. But I think he's going to be like, what the heck? Like, you're terrible people. And then he's going to be like, okay, peace. I'm over it.
I think that he would be fine with it in the sense that obviously Max and Helen have known each other for as long as Noah and Helen have known each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there must be some, like, bro code. They must have known or there must have been. I'm sure Max... I mean, Max has been very vocal about how, man, you got the prize. Yeah, all that stuff. So, but I think it's the fact that when Noah finds out that Max hasn't been honest about it, that's what's going to be the thing that,
yeah.
Omission is betrayal.
But then again, he wasn't honest about his affair either, now was he?
That's true. All right. I see you.
But it's like, you know, when it's someone close to home, right? When it's your BFF. You know?
I don't think.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think Noah's going to be surprised. I think when he finds out, I think he'll be like,
He'll
be shocked, but he's not gonna. I just don't think he'd
momentary
be
super, shock.
Yeah,
momentary
yeah.
Momentary
shock.
And then like, oh, I guess it makes sense.
It yeah, makes sense, maybe. But I still don't think he's not gonna like it. He's not
oh,
gonna
of course
approve.
Not. Yeah, it's still gonna feel ucky to him.
Yeah,
but he'll get over it.
Yeah, well, because he has Allison, and we see later he has a little baby too. okay, so then Allison's part. One of the biggest things for me, so we talked about Hal and Noah's part. They were at a lunch at Yvonne and Robert's house, and her part, the engagement scene is much shorter. Oh, no, they start off at the lunch. And the biggest kind of shabam of that scene in Allison's version is that when Noah does say, I have four kids from a previous marriage, I think I'm done. And Allison she's not like, oh, my gosh, but she's kind of like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But then Noah looks at her and looks concerned, or not concerned, but like, oh, maybe?
Oh, right. Yeah.
He doesn't look like, oh, gosh, why does she look so surprised? He looks at her, and when he can tell that she's kind of like, oh, you have already landed there?
Yeah. Oh, this is what bothers me, because I feel like you have to have these conversations before you get married. Granted, they just got engaged, but if you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone, you have to know the way they think, why they think that way, if they want children. That's a really big thing.
Well, sensibly, yes, but many people do not.
I know.
And they're not very sensible.
I guess I'm very traditional.
Well, it's a big thing in the sense of, obviously, everything that they've done has been kind of whirlwind. Whether it's been 6 months or a year, they've lived together for 6 weeks, whatever. It's still all kind of done fast and without a lot of thought. But, I mean, clearly, when you're having an affair with someone, you can't put a lot of thought into it. Otherwise, you know, they would both go crazy, as we saw them almost do a few times last season. But I just think that it's definitely something that they should have talked about. But it's not out of character.
I agree.
So was it a lunch in Noah's version, but it was a dinner in Allison's, or was it?
Yes.
Right?
Lunch in Noah's, dinner in Allison's.
Or was it a dinner in both? I thought it was nighttime when Whitney got there.
It was nighttime in Allison's version, but I remember in Noah's version, she was like, we're going to be late for dinner.
Oh, right.
I think it was still.
It was evening.
Lightish out, like the sun was still out, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah. Either way, not that necessarily matters.
I was anticipating YouTube comments saying it was not lunch. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
No, yeah. Maybe they didn't see it either or notice that part either. But Whitney does go to the big house again. It's a much less dramatic thing whenever Whitney comes in Allison's version, but I thought it was kind of important that Allison did overhear Whitney saying, oh, okay, you know, you left us for this waitress, oh, and she's this, and this, and you left mom at home by herself, which, I mean, I would probably be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe in a less dramatic version.
But obviously, also in her version, her version of it is going to be more harsh against the things that she's hearing about herself.
Right. Woe is me.
So, right.
True. And she, of course, picks that moment to take out the box that Cole brought to her of Gabriel's the word stuff. And she has the stone.
I just like it.
Yep.
See, when she pulled out the stone, I thought that she was going to cut herself with it.
You thought there was razor blades in Gabriel's box?
No, but that's what we saw her do before. She grabbed a sharp rock on the beach and cut herself with it. I didn't see the sharpness of this rock. Clearly, I was wrong. But that's what I don't know, it's kind of what I thought. But now, knowing the meaning of it, later when we see her talking to Robert, it's a stone that she gave to Gabriel and said, you know, just rub this and everything will be okay.
I thought that actually, so speaking of Robert and that whole moment that they were together talking, I thought that was very interesting in how candid she was with him about everything.
Me too.
And so the things that she's withholding from Noah and yet so easily, it's like, you know, I mean, I guess there are certain people in your life that you meet where you just feel like you can tell them whatever without judgment or without feeling like there's going to be any repercussions from it.
Right.
So maybe it was that. But then again, she's obviously affected by him because the final moments of her and Noah in that pool scene where she sees him come out onto the porch, it was like,
big.
Felt something.
Well, I think of it. I forget if it was you or Lim who said it last week, but talking about how he might be more of like kind of a father figure thing. And someone put in our comments that they agreed because Allison and I were like, I don't know. It seemed like something like might be, you know, they might be setting up something for it. And a commenter said that they think that it was just like the acting, that they're not trying to write it that way, but that I think he did a great job acting it, but that he seemed a little more attracted to her than he probably should have, which I mean, if you have chemistry with someone, obviously you can't help that. But so maybe we just read it wrong. But
I still think that's a very interesting point that I mean, all four of us saw it something different.
Yeah,
with them,
of course.
Isn't that so interesting?
Viewpoints
are just so different. Yeah.
Well, so I think it kind of set in stone that it's going to be more of a father. But then I don't know with that last scene. I don't know. But their conversation. You know, we know that Allison is working for Yvonne as her assistant, and the dog, Pete, has
eaten the neighbor's chickens.
Chicken massacre, I think they call
chicken
it.
Chicken Holocaust.
Yeah, chicken Holocaust, that's it. And we saw the night before.
I was like, ooh, writers, chicken Holocaust.
The night before him telling Allison that he was taking bones out to the dog because the dog ran away because Yvonne just doesn't like the dog. And this is where I think they're trying to set up the conflict because I could imagine Allison being so like, oh, the dog, I love the dog.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, but Yvonne hates it and Noah would hate
it. That was just such an awkward scene, though, when they were fighting. Allison's just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know whose side to take. And then who was it? Was it Yvonne or Robert was like, oh, what do you think, Allison? And she's just like,
Don't ask me.
I mean, it's so awkward.
Well, someone put on Twitter during the episode that they thought it was kind of a big thing that the writers are trying to show Allison and maybe later Noah, like the difficulties of marriage. Because Allison even says later to Robert that she didn't necessarily want to get married again.
Right.
So, okay, Chicken Massacre, he says he's going to go shoot Pete because they don't want the dog pound to get him.
I knew he was not going to shoot Pete. No way.
I knew, and then I thought I didn't. But, so Yvonne makes Allison go with him, and they have a really great moment with one another.
I think, honestly, this is probably one of my favorite moments in the show.
Yeah. Amazing.
It was unbelievable.
The way that they both, like, interacted with one another, it just seemed so genuine.
Yep.
He asked the right questions and phrased everything perfectly. And when he apologized, saying, I'm so sorry for your loss, and he asked, can I ask how he died? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so genuine and so real.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciated that a lot.
But even, like, all the knowledge he dropped, too, throughout that whole thing, I was like, I turned to you. I said, I love Robert.
Yeah. I wrote it in my notes and I was like, Robert's got the words. Because he got just, the words. He knew exactly, which I what mean, how often does someone know exactly what to say?
He did.
I know I never do, but yeah. He certainly did. And I think he really helped her a lot, obviously, because, and I just kind of what you were saying earlier, I definitely think that there are instances in your life where it's easier to kind of tell a stranger and hear a stranger, like, what they have to think of it. Not that he is a stranger, because she's working for them, they live next door in their house, but I don't think that's stuff that she can necessarily share with Noah at the moment, because of what, I mean, they have enough stuff on their plate, obviously, all of his kids, Cole, it's like, how is she going to share that big of an intimate moment when they started off him not knowing it.
Right.
So I think all that he knows, what she says to Robert, that Noah knows some of it, but not all. I think all he knows is that she had a son that died. And maybe, I think he might know that Gabriel drowned, but I don't think he knows that it was because she didn't take him to the hospital and da da da.
Who was she telling last season about that? She told someone.
She definitely told someone, because we knew.
Are you sure it wasn't Noah?
She says he only knows
part
of it. They're
gonna let us know. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah. Let us know what Noah knows.
I'm failing myself right now. It's disappointing.
She definitely told. I think it was a conversation with Cherry, which is Cole's mom, and she was upset and being like, "How could I have done this? I blame myself." Da da da. And Cherry was like, "How could anyone have known?" I could be totally wrong on that.
That could have been a component of it. Yes.
Maybe
yes.
It's like we're finding out little bits of information here and there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But we definitely knew that I knew that he had swallowed too much water. And then
she didn't take him to the hospital right away. Right. He died in his sleep.
Yeah. I knew that. But I guess I know that no one knows that she had a child that died. I just don't know how much else he knows.
You know, you'd think that they would dive into that a little bit together, considering it's a huge...
You would think...
But I think he's afraid to ask her about it.
Because it's obviously sensitive. It's, you know, he knows it's not an easy topic.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that he's just kind of, you see, whenever like the tough stuff comes up and he kind of takes back.
And
that's just kind of how they are with like, okay, if we don't talk about it, then it will go away maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that was a great scene between the
two
of them.
That was a fantastic scene.
And they both did great. And then we have a little flash forward. Oh, I forgot about this part. In the very beginning, in Noah's part, when he's swimming in the pool, he seems... Okay, so in the first episode this season, he has the dream where he's running into someone. And it's a girl. And then he's swimming today.
And the first time when we saw it, did we know it was a girl in that first flash forward?
I remember thinking that it looked like a girl.
Okay, okay.
But I didn't...
Tonight, it was clearly...
For sure,
it looked like a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tonight, it wasn't a dream. He was in the pool swimming and just kind of, you know, something came up.
The light. He saw the light.
Right. And that's... But it's still so weird because this is still pre-Scotty getting killed. In that moment where he's having these flashes, memories...
You're right.
It's still pre-Scotty getting killed. So I don't really...
Yeah, that's strange.
But I think he might be thinking about the ending of his book. Because we don't know...
Oh!
We don't know how he was going to kill the woman originally.
That could be.
So it could just be like a weird coincidence. Or just like
I like that.
I do too. Ooh, I think it might be
April!
All right, you guys.
I didn't even think about that.
That's true! Yeah. He could be having like the white light moment.
Because why else?
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's a bigger deal later. Because he hit her. I don't know. Maybe. Just a thought. But so...
Interessante.
I'm excited about this.
So at the end of the episode, they have a flash forward. This is after Noah has already been arrested, and it's with the lawyer and Allison and Noah. And he says, okay, it's finally time to talk about what happened that night. And I think it was... I'm getting like my end of last season mixed up, but I think it was the last episode of last season where he bribes the guy. Right?
I don't know if it was the last... I think it was the episode... I think it was before the last episode, okay. But yes.
Well, so... And that's where... And the whole time I'm like, wait, why are you doing this? This doesn't make sense. And tonight we learn that it's because they were at Cole Lockhart's wedding. What? And that he and Allison had gotten into a fight. Noah had been drinking a lot. And he left to go find her. And he hit a deer.
Was Scotty riding the deer?
That was funny.
And he says that he told the mechanic or bribed the mechanic not to tell the investigator, because even the lawyer says it. You know, this is Montauk. Everybody hates you. That's why they're trying to get the trial moved somewhere else. And so Noah is thinking, everyone hates me here. What are they? And then I heard Scotty Lockhart died of a hit and run. What is everyone going to think? And I know it's idiotic, but that was honestly, which maybe I'm a criminal, I don't know. That was the first thought that popped into my mind. I was like, oh, if, because it's too circumstantial. I guess maybe if, obviously we talked about it when we were watching, oh, no, you should have been smart, because if you hit a deer, clearly it's going to be deer's blood and gut on your car.
Hello.
Not
human DNA. Yeah, right.
And that's very easily explainable. But I get how his mind would think, like,
I don't.
Everyone's going to think this.
I don't get that. I literally don't. I was like, he's a smart dude. So, well, I mean, obviously he's made some very interesting choices. But overall, he's an intelligent fellow. And so the fact that if he actually hit a deer and thought, I need to cover this up.
Yeah.
That, no. That makes me go, Noah, you're not telling us something up.
It would be different if he had just hit the deer and there were no blood and guts, because...
No, it wouldn't. If there's blood and guts...
I'm saying if there weren't blood and guts on his car.
Yeah. Because
I have 100% hit a deer in my car before, being from rural Alabama.
There you go.
And there hasn't been a trace. So that's the only way that I would think, like, oh, okay, no. But he says that there were deer blood and guts all over his car.
Yeah, so what the heck?
He's trying to cover it up.
I don't support this part of Noah.
Let's get into predictions, because I feel like we can predict stuff off of that.
Oh, man.
Predictions?
Yeah. Okay. What is the music?
Predictions. All right, that's enough. That's good music, right?
That was good.
Well
done, April.
Thanks. What do y'all think? What do you predict?
I don't want to go first.
No?
I don't want to go first. No.
I
just feel like you guys have given me so much, like, this whole conversation about Noah has given me a lot to think about. Your thing about, writing, you know, how seeing the girl or whatever could be for the ending of his book. So I have a lot to think about. You guys first. Come back to me.
I think, which a lot of people said this in our comments from last week, that Noah is covering for someone else. I don't know who it would be, but I'm thinking right now, in which I was earlier, like in our comments, it's like, oh, he's covering for Helen or for Whitney, the obstruction of justice thing. I almost, in my mind, think Whitney, because I'm thinking who else would be at Cole's wedding.
That.
Maybe she kind of put herself there because she knew that Allison and Noah were going, which is still so weird to me that they would go.
Yeah.
But Allison even says, you know, they're her family, whatever.
But that there's also a reason why the writers brought her into this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I think...
On purpose, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a reason that Whitney was a part of this episode, and I think that now that they're talking about, okay, well, you know, we went to this wedding, which it was weird that we went there anyway. Well, you know, we were being nice because they invited us for they were being nice.
I think that she, like, Scotty could have been with a girl, something like that.
Well,
we
saw in, like, the big preview last episode for the whole season, it was Scotty and... Cole were fighting over some girl, and Scotty was like, hey, that's my girl. Like, so we saw something happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, and obviously that person was not Whitney.
Nope.
So, but I am assuming somehow Whitney is back in with Scotty. I feel like somehow this season she'll get back in there with him.
Who else would have had Noah's keys too? I mean, maybe potentially Helen.
Noah's
but
keys?
So let's say Scotty was hit in Noah's car. I assume Whitney could have gotten them easily.
Well, because I don't think Helen would have been at Cole's wedding.
Right. And Whitney could have,
would have been like,
oh my gosh, Dad, this just happened. And who else? I think he would protect Helen, but I don't think he's going to go that far. But I think he would, I think he would go that far for Whitney, because I think my dad would go that far for me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I also, you know, in terms of the knowledge, I mean, Whitney says I'm in love with him, at least according to Allison.
Right.
So I think that that's something that we're going to get a little bit more of, exploring this whole I'm in love with Scotty Lockhart story. I think next week we're going to see Cole and Helen back in the mix. Probably a little bit more Max next week.
Probably.
Maybe so. We'll see Helen struggling with whether
she
wants
hardcore struggling.
She wants to be with Max. yeah, and I think hopefully we'll get a little taste of whatever this brewing relationship with Cole is.
Yeah, going Louisa, to be. Yeah. Maybe. Perhaps. I don't know. So much stuff happening. I'm so sad Lim missed it because this is we got so much crap in this episode.
We'll be back next week.
Yes. So excited. Okay. Well, thank y'all for watching. Thanks for tuning in on the live chat. Remember, you can follow us all at AfterBuzz TV. Subscribe, like, comment. We love reading what you have to say because it teaches me things all the time. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at April Wissenhant. Where can I find y'all?
You can find me everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, etc. at The Allison Dean.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly Kinez.
Yay! Perfect. Follow us at AfterBuzz TV. See you next week.
See Bye. You guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.